Alright, look. I don't like this any more than you do, okay? But we have to work together on this. Let's just plan somewhere to meet up. How about in the library after school? Well, why the hell not? My apartment. No way in hell. I don't want to spend any more time working on this project with you than I have to. So I'd rather do it somewhere else. And we can't do our project in the library anyway. Because we wouldn't be able to talk in there. So how the hell would I tell you what you're supposed to do? Whatever. Your place? Oh man. Okay, fine. I guess it has to be either your place or mine then. In that case, let's do mine. My place is quieter. Because, unlike you, I'm on the other side of campus. Away from the freeway. I just can't concentrate when it's super noisy. You don't have to thank me, idiot. It's not like I want to do this. We're only working together because we have to. You already know that I don't like you. And I know our teacher's just doing this to try to make us get along, but it's not gonna work. Whatever, loser. I've gotta get to bed. Tomorrow? Fine. We can start working on it tomorrow after school. Meet up by the B gym, alright? Yes, on the outside. Okay. Bye, nerd. What the hell? I can't believe I'm being forced to work with them. This is fucking ridiculous. Doesn't he know that it's not gonna change anything? I'm still gonna treat them like dirt no matter what. Because I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. I know they just want to be my friend and get close to me, but I can't let them do that. If I did, then the way that I really feel would become too obvious. I can't risk it. Even us hanging out alone together in my apartment is still too risky for me. Maybe I should call this whole thing off. Or try to switch partners with someone else. No. There's no way our teacher would let us do that. God damn it. How am I supposed to avoid them now? I've been doing so good all year to keep them at arm's length. And anytime they try to talk to me, I just say something mean to push them away. But I don't think that's gonna work this time. What the hell am I supposed to do? If they find out that I secretly like them, then it's all over. Damn it, damn it. This is so stupid. Why am I even running from them in the first place? It's been so long I can't even remember. Oh, that's right. It's because I overheard them last year. Telling everyone that there's no way in hell they could ever like a bully like me. Even though I was nice to them back then, it didn't even make a difference. They still hated me. So I decided to pick on them too. Yeah, sure, I've made them cry a couple of times. But so what? It's better than getting my hopes up. And pretending that there's something there when there's not. But if that's true, then why do I still feel this way about them? Like yesterday, when I was carrying all those books in the hall to the teacher's lounge, and they grabbed my shoulder because they wanted to ask me something. It sent shivers up and down my spine. And all I could do was turn and snap at them, tell them not to touch me. I wasn't trying to be mean, I get goosebumps whenever they're around me, and I hear their voice. Even on the phone just now, the hairs on my arms are still sticking up from listening to them talk. I can't stand it anymore. This feeling that I have, it's so irritating. I've never felt like this about anyone. And that's why I'm trying so hard to push them away. I'm afraid. Afraid of what will happen if I give in. I couldn't even help them up when they tripped at lunch yesterday. I reached my hand out to grab them and then I immediately pulled back. Because I knew that it would reunite this weird flame that I have for them. I have to keep my distance no matter what, and continue to be my cold, hard self. No emotions. That's the only way to get through tomorrow. But hell, I wish I would have been nicer to them on the phone at least. Maybe then I could have talked to them for just a little bit longer. Not that they wanted to. I'm sure they were just as annoyed as I was with this whole thing. But still, I long to hear their voice again, whispering into my ear, even if they were just yelling at me the whole time, and telling me how insufferable I can be, and how I need to just chill out and work with them on this. They've never been shy when it comes to snapping back at me, or putting me in my place. And for some reason, that makes me like them even more. Because I know they're not going to put up with any of my bullshit. Damn it. I can't do this. There has to be a way around it. But I actually want them to be here. At the same time, I want to sit by them and talk to them face to face. Without being rude. Just the thought of it. Having them in my apartment. Sitting at my dining room table. The two of us next to each other. Our knees touching. And my kotatsu so small. Even if we weren't sitting next to each other, there's no way in hell our feet wouldn't touch under the table. Damn it. Why am I thinking about that now? I should quit while I'm ahead. They don't like me. And I don't like them. Oh, that's right. We hate each other. I mean, we do, right? Come on. I've got to stop picturing it in my head and snap myself out of it. But honestly, I'm kind of excited. I can't wait to see them tomorrow. I just want to call them back and tell them the truth. That I'm sorry for everything. And that I really do like them. I just want to hold them. And protect them. We could hold hands in the hallway, too. So everybody knew that they were mine. I'd even walk them to class and open doors for them. Buy them flowers or chocolates, whatever kind of stuff they liked. Just to repent for what I did. Or even to just show them how much I care. Oh, but that sounds so stupid and cheesy. There's no way they would go for that. Especially not for me. Oh. But I can't stop thinking about their face, too. How soft their skin looks. And their smooth, silky hair. I just want to touch it. And their eyes. They're always so beautiful when they look at me. I can't even stare at them when they're talking to me. Because I start to blush, so I have to look away. Man, I wish I could hold them if even just for a moment. I'd rub my fingers through their hair and touch their face gently and softly. I'd brush my thumb across their lips and pull them in close for our first kiss. Man, thinking about this is making me so... damn it. I can't stop myself. I wish I could hear their voice. Just thinking about it is making me... Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.